benefit. That's what they enjoy. Their goal is to have a large user base. So they look at those end users that are not contributing code as a good thing. That's their goal. That's what brings them satisfaction for writing the software. So the fact that there are a lot of people who aren't contributing back, or I guess the better way to look at it is there's a very large user base of which only a small fraction contributes back. That's still a good thing because the small fraction that contributes back is frankly quite large if you look at absolute numbers. And in terms of the number of people that can contribute back, there are only so many that it makes sense. A project can only grow so large. So I agree completely. There's not a free rider problem here at all. Those people are very definitely benefiting the community, and they're benefiting the developers of the software. I agree with the concept completely. There's another aspect here also, that is, you can have people contribute not by writing code. So just using the software can be beneficial because that's what the developer wants. But also by helping out by writing documentation or encouraging other people to use the software or just being able to answer simple usage questions from the point of view of a new user can be very beneficial. None of those things require technical expertise. They don't require programming. They don't require any of that development expertise. They just require people to think about participating in ways that they can. Whether it's just as a user, maybe you just help out your friends, any of those, all those are very valuable. You know, it's funny, when Microsoft does a software release, their goal is to get it out in the hands of as many people as possible. So they literally have hundreds of thousands of users before they release. Well, it's the same concept with open source. You want to have hundreds of thousands of users testing on the code, banging on the code before it's released. So those end users can be very valuable just in terms of usage, testing, helping the developers understand where the code works and where it doesn't. I think anyone wants to see what they create be used, whether it's art, whether you're writing a book, you want to see people read it, whether you're creating a movie, you want people to go see it, whether you're writing code, you want people to use that code. It's just a natural tendency of humans. You want to create things and you want the feedback of people using them. And it's no different in software. It's no different from the point of view of an engineer. If you look at an engineer that creates something, you want to be able to look and point to and say, "Hey, I built that and people like it. It's useful to them." That's a great feeling to have built something that people care about. And it doesn't matter whether it's software or anything else. And that's a huge motivating factor. If you take an engineer, or anyone, you put them in a job where they're creating something that no one gets to use, they're not going to be motivated. You put them in a role where they can create something that people care about and that they can go